Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Your name is Tom. You live just off of Fifth Street. Nice car, Tom. Nice house. What's not so nice is you owe Pennsylvania $4,212 in back taxes. Listen, Tom, we can make this easy. Pay online by June 18th, and we'll skip your penalty and take half off your interest. Because, Tom, we do know who you are.
Because, Tom, we are a terrorist government run by foreign banks that have looted hundreds of other nations, and we're going to take everything you've got, Tom, and we want to intimidate you, Tom. That's what the black ski mask and cameras on every street corner are about, Tom. That's why we're spiking your water with poison, Tom, to make you lethargic and cancer-prone, Tom. I remember in the last 5 years they've run similar ads in England, and they've got these big posters up all over London and other cities, saying, secure under the watchful eye of Big Brother. They're saying Big Brother is good. We're God, Tom. We're watching you from space. You're a little man, Tom. That's what the IRS in Pennsylvania is doing. They're a state internal revenue service. We're going to jack your taxes up, Tom. We don't care if you've lost your house, Tom. Nice house, nice car. We're gangsters. This is a nice grocery store you got here. Better pay us protection or somebody's going to burn it down. You know what I'm saying to you? We'll be discussing this today. I'm going to try to be extremely calm throughout the full 4 hours because that's the only way I'll be able to cover the gargantuan amount of incredibly vital news and information. We're seeing more New World Order in your face behavior every day than I would see in a year 15 years ago when I first got on air. It is an orgy of robbing and looting and intimidation and corruption. The government has gone bad. 99% of the time in history, that's what happens. This one's gone really, really bad. We are in societal trouble. We have got to cut the size of government. We've got to stop trusting the government. We've got to realize how criminal it is. Big Brother tax collection commercial airs in Pennsylvania. We posted this on Saturday when Keith Farrell, who lives in that area, one of our writers, first noticed it. And it has gone super viral on the web. It is all over major news sites now. But the Huffington Post and others are saying, hey, look, this is this is a good idea. We've got to raise money. That's what the commenters are saying on their site. Other sites are horrified. We're going to be breaking this down. Orwellian Big Brother tax collection commercial airs in Pennsylvania. And we're going to go live at prisonplanet.tv so we can play all these videos. You can actually see them, not just hear them, at noon today. So coming up in 1 hour, second, third, and fourth hour will be simulcast at prisonplanet.tv. Greg Palast, BBC reporter, bestselling author, will be joining us to talk about the banking takeover that's happening because it was him in 2002 who got the secret IMF World Bank documents and broke them internationally on BBC, their plan to bankrupt the third world and the first world. We'll be talking to Greg Palast coming up in the third hour today. Separately, this really is the top story. And I'm going to cover this first after I go over some of the other news that we'll be detailing later in the transmission. All over the United States, illegal aliens and their support groups attacked buildings, set fire to buildings, beat people up, and it's in the mainstream news, but buried in the articles. They report it kind of like, oh, hey, it's supposed to be sunny, 76 today, with a chance of breezy winds by 5 p.m. It's like, oh, they had torches. They were burning down part of the downtown area. Yeah, they attacked some Tea Partiers, but they deserved it. And I've got TV clips where they're like, well, the people are angry. This is pretty reasonable.
Hi, this is Steve Shank, eFoods Drag. We have stopped taking orders for the Buy 3, Get 1 Free program and have started production. Congratulations. Your choice to participate in the production of your food supply by pre-ordering will prove very wise. Shipments will begin the end of March and will be sent in the order that they were received. Now something fun. It's springtime. We all know that garden seeds aren't really a food supply, but they're a great supplement to your food reserve if you have the time and place to garden. Here's the plan. When you add a one-month superfood spring pack to your food storage, we'll send you that garden of non-hybrid seeds absolutely free. Order now while the free seeds last. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Get a real supply of food to eat while you wait for your supplemental garden to grow. Call 800-409-5633, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com, or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Saturday was May Day. It was May 1st. 2010, International Workers' Communist Day. That's officially what it is. And in almost every case, when you research the development of communism, the promotion of it, the big, powerful central banks and the royalty of Europe needed a way to destroy the free market and the rising merchant class that was threatening their monopoly of power. So they financed the communist movement as a way to con the working class into accepting their own enslavement. They were told, oh, we want graduated income taxes only on rich people. Then it's never enforced on the ultra-rich. The middle class is destroyed and their wealth transferred offshore. And so all over the United States, in San Francisco, this is from abcnews.com, thousands across Bay Area protest Arizona immigration law on Saturday. And buried in the article, they just calmly report that the illegal aliens beat up a counter May Day march of Tea Party people. They just announce, buried in the article, that the illegal aliens and their supporters were beating up U.S. citizens. Separately, riot breaks out in downtown Santa Cruz. This is Santa Cruz Sentinel. Windows broken on dozens of businesses. porch of cafe set on fire. A large group of protesters marching with burning torches attacked Saturday evening. With burning torches. Here's another one. Star Tribune. 18 businesses damaged after immigrants' rights march turns violent in Santa Cruz, California. Now, you have to dig around. There are scores of articles on this, but only a couple of them admit it's illegal aliens. And I've got several TV newscasts locally in Santa Cruz, and this particular Star Tribune article is out of the AP that tells the truth, and you can hear people shouting, business owners, over the live TV newscast that it's illegal aliens. They did it. Tell the truth. Because California TV, at least the channels we've seen, would not talk about who actually did it. So you've got an active cover-up going on, but the AP got it right. Riots break out in downtown Santa Cruz. Windows broken on dozens of businesses. Porch on cafe set on fire. Here's the AP. 18 businesses damaged after immigrants' rights march turns violent in Santa Cruz, California. Now, the media spun it that it was anarchist. Anarchy is the opposite of communist. You have a communist, illegal alien, farm workers' rights march out there, and they start setting fire to buildings. Fires. And you have to, I had to spend 20 minutes this morning to find that. As soon as I saw the news saying it was anarchist and it was spontaneous, I knew that was a lie from watching the video, a bunch of illegal aliens running around burning stuff. And so I went and did a search for immigrant march, Santa Cruz, and boom, there it was in the AP. Here's another one, San Jose Mercury News. Riot breaks out in downtown Santa Cruz, windows broken on dozens of businesses, porch on cafe set on fire. Here's the PrisonPlanet.com article that's very important for people to get out. It just went up in the last 15 minutes, hot off the presses, PrisonPlanet.com. Corporate media plays down pro-illegal immigration thugs who terrorize Santa Cruz. Imagine the national uproar if 200 Tea Partiers had gone on a rampage with burning torches. Now, that is the headline up at PrisonPlanet.com. And it is vital, absolutely vital, to get this article out to everyone so that they understand the nature of what we face. 30 million illegal aliens in this country being enraged by the media, telling them that they've been wronged, are now in the nation openly discussing violence. Remember last week in Arizona when they attacked police and Tea Party people and then said, we're going to use our pickaxes to kill you? And that was only in the local news. They're playing this down right now. We're going to use our pickaxes to kill you. In fact, I'm going to get Carl Watson, have him add that video into this. Oh, he actually has it. I tell you. That's why I love Watson. We're right on the same page. He's got the video at the bottom. Illegals threaten to murder Americans with axes. So that's at the bottom. This article is so important. He's also got the local newscast from ABC 7 News in the article where you can hear shop owners shouting over the live news feed, you know, stop the cover-up. Illegal aliens did this. Deport illegal aliens. So, I ask you now, ladies and gentlemen, are you going to put up with this? You have a criminal, illegitimate government that's been captured and taken over by offshore central banks that are openly announcing a world government and the end of every nation's sovereignty so that no nation can stand up to their supremacy. And you've got in Europe and the United States and in England giant groups of illegal aliens that have been brought in who were then filled full of hatred of the nation and are being used as a political weapon, who are threatening to burn down U.S. cities if they're not given complete and total amnesty. This is the death of the republic that we are talking about if these individuals are able to get away with this. Just imagine what would happen if Tea Party individuals, if 200-plus Tea Party people marched with torches, set fire to buildings, and knocked out the windows of 18 businesses and physically attacked people. That's buried in some of the articles. Physically attacked people. Arson is attempted murder. If I lit a torch, Alex Jones, and I walked to downtown Austin, which I would never do, and set fire to businesses full of people, I would be charged with attempted murder, and I should be charged with attempted murder. You talk about pitchforks and torches. Going back to Europe, you know, the population was disarmed, so they used fire as a weapon. Now, you've got the media saying that the Tea Partiers and anybody that wants to audit the Fed are terrorists. You've got the Army being trained to take on Tea Partiers in drills where mock Tea Party individuals, played by the police, pose as terrorists that want to kill the military. You have the military and the police being taught this literal fable. You have a militia, to add weight to this, busted and clearly set up because one guy shot his mouth off and said one day we may have to have a war with the government. And the media for a month has been shaking in its boots and teaching everyone to be in fear and to climb under their beds from the boogeyman of the militias and gun owners. Meanwhile, you've got groups beating people up in San Francisco, setting fire to buildings in Santa Cruz, attacking police with heavy objects, cans of Coca-Cola, and their fist, and the police stand down in Phoenix, Arizona, and the media plays it down. And on May Day, you have a crude moron bomb with propane and some fireworks and what looks like a children's clock set up in Times Square, and the media is acting like Godzilla just came out of the Atlantic Ocean and destroyed New York City, teaching you to just shake and quake in fear. And first they said Al-Qaeda did it, and then an Israeli front group put out a video that's been proven to be fake, and now they admit, okay, it wasn't Al-Qaeda or Taliban, and, oh, we're looking at Tea Partiers. Was it right-wingers? It was May 1st. It was May 1st. It was Communist Day. Now, was some commie provocateured like a FBI informant out of Austin a few years ago, provocateured on attempted firebombing at the RNC in Minneapolis-St. Paul? That's come out that they completely provocateured that. We don't know. But why isn't the media putting 2 + 2 day one? I mean, I saw this news Saturday evening, and I said it's a May Day. If it isn't staged, it's a commie. But the news said Al-Qaeda, Iran, Pakistan, we've got to have war. They're behind it. Ahmadinejad, he's done it. And then I was listening to the press conference yesterday with the commissioner, chief of police, and the dumbfounded governor up there. And the media over and over again said, do we need to put restrictions on propane? Do we need to make you have a license to have gasoline? And the police said, we're looking at that. Oh, my gosh, let's have a license in every home that has natural gas coming into it, because every once in a while somebody strikes a match and leaves the gas on and the house blows up. Let's ban cars, because somebody might use a car as a weapon, and they do. Let's ban baseball bats. Thousands a year are killed in North America alone with baseball bats. Let's ban 2x4s. Let's have a waiting period on everything. That's the message, is be a bunch of ninnying cowards, shake in your boots. Be afraid of everything. Be very afraid. We've got to ban or restrict something, or the terrorists will get us. Oh, my gosh, Al-Qaeda, save us from Al-Qaeda. Meanwhile, I did a search this morning and found a bunch of other articles from Texas and New York and Florida where windows got knocked out and banks got attacked. I don't know why the communists are attacking banks. That's who's financing you. But it's all here in the news. In fact, here's another one. Albuquerque banks hit by brazen vandals. Just pouring in with the media doing everything they can to cover this up. People running around saying, we're going to murder you with axes. We're going to burn down your cities. We're going to engage in the plan of San Diego to kill all whites. We're going to get you. We're for communism. We're going to burn down buildings. And the media, in this particular ABC newscast, they interviewed two people going, well, folks are upset. They got a few things to be mad about. I'm kind of proud of what they did. That's right. Families in a restaurant that barely escaped the flames. You need to kill a few yuppies. I mean, this is wonderful. I'm politically correct. I think this is beautiful what they did. This is totally sick.
It's no secret why pharmaceutical companies and mainstream media often question the safety and effectiveness of herbal supplements. But isn't it ironic that mainstream pharmaceutical companies are the ones who manufacture overpriced prescription drugs that produce dangerous side effects? Do your own research and compare the herbal supplements offered at researchedherbs.com. Herbal supplements at researchedherbs.com are backed by over 1,100 published clinical trials and endorsed by over 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. Researchedherbs.com is home to the world's number one selling liver support formula, and best of all, our products are manufactured by a company that's been around 80 years, produces 20 billion herbal pills every year, and is still family owned. Call 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. Researchedherbs.com supplements. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
The new world order beast is genetically modifying your food. Genetically modifying. Mixing vegetables with animals. And now experimenting with viruses. Viruses. Without a long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve or surrender. Surrender. All canned food supplies will eventually run out. What then? Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company. And it's owned by a real patriot, Big John Lipscomb. You can now have an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com.
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcasts?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from Caro Stove. Caro Stove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now, get the Family Emergency Kit at KEROstove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at KEROstove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to KEROstove.com. Caro Stove for family emergency solutions.
I say I shot the sheriff, but that clearance was
in. So you get a diffused dud car bomb on May Day in Times Square, New York City. You get illegals rioting and beating people up all over the nation, attacking police, and it's not a national news story. It basically goes into the memory hole. And you have Santa Cruz with people attacking 18 businesses and setting fires. The police were completely overwhelmed because they knew that they were going to have this march, but the police just didn't send any extra officers because you can only send those to the bingo-playing tea partiers, mainly old men and old ladies out there that are so deadly dangerous. They don't want their pension funds taken for banker bailouts. You've got to have riot police there on hand and sniper teams and sound cannon weapons and sometimes regular army out there for the Tea Parties. But you can't have it for the illegal aliens. No, sir. And you can't have it in the national news. Well, this will become national news if you get this article up at prisonplanet.com. Pro-illegal immigration thugs terrorize Santa Cruz. Corporate media shrugs. And then the sub-headline says, imagine the national uproar if 200 Tea Partiers had gone on a rampage with burning torches. The alternative media must get this story out, because then the article ties in to some of the other violence that has popped up around the country, like San Francisco. In fact, does Watson have the San Francisco part in here? Call Watson. Have him add the ABC News headline, thousands across Bay Area protest Arizona immigration law. And in that article, it talks about the immigrant rights supporters followed Tea Partiers to a BART station on Market Street and started punching and kicking them and calling them names. This was all caught on video. And then it just goes on from there, other physical attacks. We need to put it all up there. And we can't track all this. There's too much of it. So send it to showtips@infowars.com. If it was locally on your news with the illegal alien racist attacking the devil gringo, just randomly. Oh, you're an evil American. Let me punch you in the face. Oh, let me burn down your business with your, you know, oh, you got families in a restaurant eating dinner here. Let's just pour gasoline on the front door and torch the place. Oh, there you go. It's civil rights. Oh, how cute. How sweet. And where is the media looking at the number one suspects of the failed truck bomb? May Day. This happened on May Day. And we now have a white male standing by the car, suspiciously changing his shirt. He does look suspicious. I've watched the video. And then he sneakily looks back at the blue truck, the blue SUV, as he sneaks off seconds before the fire starts in it. Are they going to say he's a Tea Partier? Are we bracing for that? Is that what's going to happen? Who knows? We're going to find out soon enough. You can be assured of that, unless it was a real communist attempted bombing, and then you'll never hear about it. But if they can set up some conservative or libertarian, you better believe you're going to hear it. But you're not seeing this on the national news. Right after illegal aliens attack police and citizens outside the Arizona Capitol building, this is the types of things they had to say.
We will not stop. We will take up our shovels and our pickaxes and we break the land and make the landscaping and clean your toilets and our bathrooms. We will use them against you. Believe that.
You hear that? We will use our axes against you. Well, ma'am, we believe you. I mean, you're racial attacks everywhere. I have it in the mini film. It's the extra. In fact, I ought to replay that today on air. Battle for the Republic. And it shows a march in Seattle, Washington. In 2007, and the illegal alien march has blocked a major road for more than 30 minutes. There's a traffic jam, and a guy starts shouting back at them out of his sunroof, and the police come over and tell him, you're not allowed to counter-protest, though it was a unauthorized march, which is fine. That's the First Amendment, though they were blocking the main highway. They should have been just on the sidewalks. Regardless, the police pull him out, slam his head in the ground. He's not resisting. Blood pours out. The illegals come around and dance around his bleeding body in a demonic celebration. Because the illegals know. They've got the bankers. They've got the government behind them. And they are a weapon to vote for gun control, to vote for open borders, to vote to take the middle class private property. And they're coming. And they can't stand the fact that we are standing up.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch you online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. I'm Roger Mason, research chemist and developer of the all-natural supplement Beta Prostate, and I want you to know about a free bottle giveaway. Beta Prostate helps your body support good prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and even intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterol shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay a small shipping and handling fee. Make the call today and get your free bottle.
To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-360-8306. One free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-360-8306. That's 1-800-360-8306.
We are back live. Thank you for joining us on this Monday, the third day of May 2010. May Day, International Communist Day, resulted in racial attacks all over the United States, burning buildings, illegals running around with torches, knocking out windows, setting fire. And you've got to really comb the news to find it in Arizona and New Mexico, in California, in Texas, in Florida, and New York State. You have got to really look to find it. Can you imagine out of thousands of Tea Party rallies if they could find one N-word, one punch, one form of violence, they would act like it was the end of the world on the news. They would hype it up so much that they'd just say, we have to ban America. You know, somebody said the N-word. And, of course, they were caught, the black congressional Congress, caucus in Congress lying and saying they were spit on. Costet called the N-word. All the video angles, total lies. They marched out in the Tea Party for a provocation and didn't get what they wanted. Their race-based politics of divide and conquer. That's the issue. They've brought in the 30 million illegals. The government and the media and the universities and the public schools have filled the people full of racial identity and hatred of America. While the rest of America, American citizens, have been taught to sit down and shut up and show no nationalism unless it's supporting bombing some third world country. This is globalization. And that's why we've got to deport the illegals. That's why we've got to clamp down the borders. Not to mention the fact that they're bankrupting the criminal justice system and the social welfare net and the hospitals. Look at what's happening. We're going bankrupt. They're going to announce, just like Greece, that they've got to take your pension funds. What was in the news yesterday? What did I cover on the Sunday show? Oh, that Greece is angry. The people of Greece are angry. They've been told that they're going to have to give up at least half of their pension fund money. That was in the Times of London. And then driving into the studio yesterday, I was listening to CNN on XM, and they had different pundits on going, yes, the Greek people are lazy and bad, basically. And the Germans are angry about the fact that they pay into their national pension and they only get 45% back of their regular salary. And the people in Greece, on average, get above 80%. And they're going to have to give up all or part of their pensions to fix the economic situation in Greece. And they're very angry and they're rioting and it's wrong and they're bad. That's the system. That's what we have to look forward to. This is being announced, that they're going to take part, or in some cases, all of our pension funds. See, they take all your money, city, county, local. They have the private pensions, the public pensions, all of them, invest in derivatives. Goldman Sachs and others come along and say, I've got a deal for you. And then not only once the Ponzi scheme goes under, you don't just pay the bankers who made money on the way up and now on the way down, the bailout money. Then they announce, oh, we've got to keep growing government, and so we're going to have to raise value-added taxes, financial taxes, carbon taxes, and we've got to have the government take control of your pension fund and give money to the bankers. And because people don't understand economics or what's happening, and because the mainstream media won't explain it to them, they get away with it in nation after nation. And even if people riot for 6 months like they've done in Argentina or Brazil in the past, it doesn't matter. Because the police just come out and gun you down or arrest you. And we've read the IMF World Bank, they call it the IMF riot, is the phenomenon that they know after a few months you just stop beating on your pots and pans and now you're homeless living on a street corner. That's just how this works. And the globalists have done this in nation after nation after nation. If you think you're safe from NAFTA and GATT and globalization, look what it's already done to your paycheck. Look what it's already done to the jobs in this country. Look what it's already done to our national sovereignty. And the solutions the globalists give us are only deeper down the rat hole. Greece gets $146 billion rescue in EU IMF package. The biggest for a nation its size ever. $146 billion paid to the creditors of Greece. And who are they? Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan, and a handful of other big mega banks who sold Greece the crud that's now worthless. They sold it to them and got money. And now they're telling Greece, you've got to pay us back because you invested in this and it's gone belly up, and you're going to pay us back with your pension money. And then what is Forbes report? ECB president favors global governance. We covered this last week. Now it's in Forbes over the weekend. And in the article, they explain, well, Greece has got to give into a new international framework. They've got to cut their services, and they've got to raise their taxes. And we've got to have a global government to enforce this. Pretty good work if you can get it, if you're part of the private banking clan that rules the planet. Meanwhile, Obama, and I'm going to play this next hour. I said I'd play it yesterday. I didn't get to it. I will play it today. At least my ratings are high at the place of my birth. That's a quote, making a joke about the fact that he was born in Kenya, as his wife has said in speeches. At least my ratings are high at the place of my birth. All of the jokes here tonight are brought to you by our friends at Goldman Sachs. Well, yeah, they were his biggest contributor. They brought him to power. They run every major position in the White House over finance. Don't worry, because they make money whether you laugh or not. See, the message, remember Bush saying no WMDs here, no WMDs there, showing video clips of him looking under the White House desk and under his bed at the White House for the WMDs in Iraq? At the time he made those jokes 3 years ago, over a million Iraqis had died and counting. Oh, no weapons of mass destruction here. Oh, no weapons of mass destruction there. This is a time with the elite at the White House press dinner to make fun of the slaves. And everyone laughs, and it's so fun. And so Obama says, at least my ratings are high at the place of my birth. Ha ha, I'm from Kenya. You know, it's a big joke to him. He says, all the jokes here tonight are brought to you by our friends at Goldman Sachs. Don't worry, because they make money whether you laugh or not. See, we don't care if you think this is funny. We're going to rape you. And then he went on to say, quote, some Republicans have suggested that the health care bill contained a few secret provisions. This is untrue. There are hundreds. And there are hundreds of provisions. They're not secret. You just got to know how to go check the U.S. code. But they are secret to the public. So, see, it's all a big joke on the public. It's all so funny. I thought I'd go over some of the secret provisions. They're not secret, but they're buried in the so-called banking reform bill that Goldman Sachs is promoting. Oh, yes, Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan Chase and Citibank and Bank of America and Wells Fargo, they're the big boys. They're telling you this is a good idea. Gee, after months of saying, oh, my gosh, you know, well, the media lies for them and says, ooh, this will get the big banks. Ooh, they don't want it. Meanwhile, the bankers are like, actually, we are for it. We're sorry for what we've done. We're ready to take our punishment. Go ahead and pass it. And what does it do? It gives them total power over the entire economy. We're going to go through this coming up in the next hour as well. We're going to break down what this monstrosity really does. But I want to open the phones up. I want to ask the listeners, you can call in on any of these topics I'm about to name, but please on these topics. Who do you think's behind the New York failed car bomb, truck bomb? Are they going to blame it on the Tea Party? Was it a government op? We know they tried to blame it on the Arabs with no proof, and one of the Israeli groups that's always caught uploading fake al-Qaeda videos are the ones that uploaded and reported on within minutes that the Taliban had done it. And now all the government poobahs, New York congressman, New York governor, New York mayor, Bloomberg, the commissioner, the police commissioner, the police chief are all saying, no, 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 this is not al-Qaeda. They were saying that just 12 hours after the aborted, failed, dud attack. Before the video got released out of a shop showing a balding white male change his shirt right in front of the car and then look sneakily over his shoulder at the vehicle. Was that a government operative who walked along later and staged that in front of the car? I don't know. The government's been caught engaged in this type of hanky-panky so many times. I don't know. We will find out. But it was on May Day. Is it a staged May Day event? Or is it real? I mean, the bomb was a joke. It was clownish. Are they going to move to make you get a license to buy gasoline or propane? They're now calling for that. The media were there jumping up and down like trained seals during the press conferences calling for it. Where is that going? Are you concerned about illegal aliens rioting and setting fires to buildings in multiple states racially attacking people? Are you concerned about the media cover-up? I want to open the phones up on these issues. Are you concerned about the banking legislation? Have you seen the Orwellian Big Brother tax collection commercial that's airing in Pennsylvania? We're going to play that in the next hour. Have you seen it? It's up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Orwellian Big Brother tax collection commercial airs in Pennsylvania. It's in the news tiles up at Infowars.com up there at the top. Scroll through, you can watch it. What is your take on this? 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. The Federal Reserve has SDR agreements and has already paid trillions, but in congressional testimony, they won't say where the money went, to European central banks to prop up securities over there and to buy derivatives. And now, 146 billion, and of course, just like they said a year and a half ago that it was 887 billion, and it turned out it was 28 plus trillion and counting. This is an open rotating window where they can come in every week and get their 700 billion plus. And that's only one way they get the money. And remember, they won't tell Congress where it goes, and they won't tell the European Union where it goes, because this is a global government set up for and by bankers. We have the head of the European Central Bank saying new world order, global government, global governance. We have Gordon Brown, the British Prime Minister, saying this is a world government run by the bankers. We have David Rockefeller saying a new world order, a world government for the administrative convenience of central bankers. That's what we face. And the central bankers will use illegal alien hordes as political weapons. They will use stage terrorism as a political weapon to beat you into submission. They will use boogeyman, into the world, Armageddon, hype, psychological terrorism, saying the oceans will rise and flood every coastal city, and that we'll all basically die if you don't pay them carbon taxes. They are terrorists by any yardstick, by any measurable indicator. Period. And they're not going to stop. And I have come out and addressed the real problem, the fractional reserve banking system, where private banking families in the last 200 years have taken over Europe and England and in the United States 97 years ago. And with that power of the issuance of currency and credit, they have taken over almost the entire world, and now they are criminally out in the open mopping up what's left of free societies. And they are not going to give us any quarter. Government scum who love the system. People in the government who support what's happening. A lot of people don't who are in the government. But people in the government who like what's happening. Your children are going to not have as good a way of life. And they're not going to have freedom. And no future. You are going to end up, most of you listening that serve this, you're going to end up cheating yourselves. You're going to end up hurting yourselves. This does not have to happen. We do not have to go down this road. Please look twice. Look three times. Look four times. Please listen to what I'm saying. Please research what we're talking about here. They are using fake environmentalism, stage terrorism, and economic warfare, as well as illegal alien hordes, whether it's Australia, whether it's England, whether it's the continent of Europe, whether it's the United States or Canada, to menace and to have a political weapon against free societies. We're going to go to break and come back with Guy, Annie, John, Ross, and others into the next hour, and then I'm going to go back through all of this and a lot more in great detail today. But I've been telling you the last several years, I've been telling you intensely the last 4 months, that we were going to go into illegal alien riots, we were going to go into staged terror attacks, we blame on the Tea Parties, that you would see open demonization and an invoking of Oklahoma City to claim that a second Oklahoma City was coming and that would be blamed on constitutionalists, and now you see it all manifesting. We know their game plan. We understand exactly what they're going to do. And it is life and death for this country and life and death for our freedom that this information be transmitted to everyone now. Before I go to break, I want to encourage listeners to also support this radio/TV/news website operation and to wake people in your area up who you know to get our films and the high-quality DVDs at Infowars.com, whether it's Invisible Empire, New World Order Defined, or Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA. These two new films have messages that are so vital for the people to see and hear. And the power of you getting them and making copies and airing them on Access TV and giving them to everyone you know is unbelievably powerful. Please, please visit Infowars.com. Buy some of the t-shirts, books, videos, materials, because that also finances our operation. And I want to thank all of you that have supported us. Infowars.com or 888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or see all the films in super high quality at prisonplanet.tv. We'll be back. Stay with us.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready, to get prepared for hard times ahead? Introducing Off the Grid News, the weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent. All about self-reliance and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part, this $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up free at offthegridnews.com. Offthegridnews.com.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. AirAndAqua.com or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Remember a week and a half ago, the head of the IMF said the good times are over for rich nations. You're going to be poor now. Everything goes to the bankers. $140+ billion of U.S., British, and other European taxpayer money going to J.P. Morgan Chase, Goldman Sachs, and others. as the head of the European Central Bank brags and says our world government is here, and as record bonuses and just billions and billions of dollars flood into their individual hands. And they're just going to go country by country, just looting them out and saying your taxes go up and your roads don't get fixed. And we, the bankers, live in armored citadels in Switzerland and Portugal and London. They don't want a good economy. They don't want to make money with you. They don't want you to do well. They print the money. They're waging war against the real economy. They hate private property that isn't in their hands. All right, I'm going to shut up. I'm just getting so angry watching their operation unfold. And I've got to step up and go after the real enemy. That's why I've got national news and all these police organizations lying about me, saying I'm calling for violence. You notice they attack Tea Partiers when they're peaceful, but you notice illegal aliens can burn down buildings and attack people and nothing's done, and it's not even in the national news because they're allied with the bankers. Most of them are too ignorant to know it, just like the general public. But I know who they're allied with. I understand. Anything the globalists are for, I'm against it. Guy in Jersey, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex. I wanted to switch the subject to internet privacy for a minute here.
Let me ask you a question, Guy. You know, sometimes I say first-time callers. Most of the time, about 80% of the time, I just say totally wide-open phones. And then today I threw out three or four topics. I said I really wanted to get people's take on this stuff.
All right, I'll go back to the New York bombing. I personally think that it must be some type of stage event that they're going to obviously blame this on some type of right-wing group and say, you know, maybe he was a neo-Nazi. Who knows? You know, it's crazy. When I was hearing about it on the news, and there was a lot of misleading information at first, and now they're starting to, I guess, uncover the truth. But it's ridiculous that you're going to see soon enough that they're going to blame this on right-wing groups. And Obama's going to have a feeding frenzy off of this, if you ask me.
Well, I hope you're wrong, Guy. Now go ahead and make your point about internet privacy. It's going down the toilet with Facebook and Google.
Oh, exactly. That's what I was going to bring up. I myself, like most people, like to listen to music on my on the internet. So on Pandora.com. So I was on there. I go into Pandora, and it starts playing music that, you know, some of my favorite music. And I'm wondering, how does it know what I like? So I did a little research, and I found out that Facebook has this new feature they introduced last month called instant personalization, that they share your information with these new webs, with Pandora, with Microsoft. And you can opt out of it. People can do their own research and Google it and find out what I'm talking about.
But they make it very hard and hidden, just like New York's trying to pass a law where they automatically take your organs and then don't even tell you to opt out. You've got to know about it. But instead, all you know about is, you know, American Idol or how to act stylish or how to drink fluoride water, how to become sterile and die of cancer. The average person's just enjoying being poisoned. And so they don't even, you know, they just wander in mindlessly and aren't even aware of it.
Exactly. And on the subject of being poisoned and whatnot, I myself just started going to my local health food store and buying, you know, more healthy products. But another question, you know, I know Poland Spring supposedly does not fluoridate their water, but could you answer that?
Poland Springs, I don't know specifically that brand. I mean, I don't know everything, so I'll have to look into it. I appreciate your call.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.